Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning. Persons listening to this show are exposed to the truth. This has proved to be deeply disturbing to liberals, sometimes causing mental disorientation and distraction. If you are a liberal and operating heavy equipment or are engaged in potentially life-threatening activity, be forewarned. Pastor Scheidbach is about to make you mad. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Memorial Day 2014. We celebrate 20 years of ministry tomorrow at the Lighthouse, while we honor our brave soldiers who made the ultimate sacrifice to preserve the liberties we enjoy to worship freely and openly. How best can we honor the sacrifice of our fallen patriots? We honor their sacrifice for our liberties when we use our liberties honorably. If we use our liberties of freedom of speech to speak lies and hypocrisy, a la the White House and the Capitol and the MSM almost daily, especially when we pervert the truth in order to lie or hide the truth in support of a lie, As in Benghazi, the IRS scandal, and the more recent scandals surrounding the VA. In all of those ways, we dishonor their sacrifice. Of course, you could take it from there. But one way we can honor the sacrifice our fallen have made for our liberty of free speech is to use that liberty honorably and not shamefully. Another way we honor the sacrifice of our fallen patriots is to defend and preserve the liberties they gave all to protect. Nothing shames the sacrifice of our fallen than to disregard the freedoms they died to preserve. If we give away our liberties for fear that we cannot take care of our own health needs, you know, without government handout and so on, or other needs without government to help, then we dishonor their blood. We shame their sacrifice. If we willingly forfeit the freedoms they clung to with the last ounce of their courage, indeed, the last ounce of their very blood, then we have betrayed that blood. If we allow this government to take away from us what our soldiers fought other governments to keep from taking away from us, think about it. We have shamed, cheapened, even blasphemed their sacrifice. Imagine with me the souls of our fallen patriots from the Revolutionary War till present all gathered together in a great assembly in the sky, watching their own government incrementally stealing away from the American people the very rights they died, often on foreign soil, to preserve. For shame. One way to honor the sacrifice our fallen have made to preserve our religious liberty would be to be in church this coming Sunday. You know, a strange thing has developed since 1776 till today. This is a very interesting point, so listen up. I'm about to finish reading through a great book titled America in Crimson Red. It documents the struggle for religious freedom that was a key ingredient in the catalyst for our American Revolution. The establishment church at that time was laying a tax on the general population to pay their clergy. They were disavowing marriages if their clergy did not sanction them. They were arresting preachers who preached without a license, and they were beating them, even killing them, for refusing to accept infant baptism and refusing to yield to their demand that the state had the power to dictate to the conscience of men what they will believe and what they will and will not preach and so on. These brave Christians stood up to this tyranny and refused to bow, as I brought out in an earlier show. Now, these tensions broke out in armed resistance on the part of persecuted colonists against the persecuting church establishment state as early as 1771. Yeah, 5 years before the Revolution, shots were fired in an exchange between independent, liberty-loving colonists, and the persecuting tyrants of the state. These patriots for religious liberty were at the forefront of the battle for our independence in 1776, when the call to arms was sent out. And by the way, they were key to getting the Bill of Rights amended to the Constitution after our independence was won. Now, these brave Christian patriots were not Anglicans or Episcopalians or Standing Order Congregationalists or among the Catholics in Mary's land. There were a few non-aligned individuals and a few separated Congregationalists in the mix, but mostly this group was made up of Baptists. Now, my point here is that the early fathers of our freedom fought for religious liberty, which was inextricably connected with freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to assemble, freedom from unwarranted search and seizure, freedom from imprisonment without due process, speedy trial, trial by jury. Every one of these liberties were at that time inextricably interwoven with religious liberty, the liberty of conscience that was being routinely violated by Presbyterians, Congregationalists, Episcopalians, Anglicans, the Catholics, a whole crowd of them, who together despise those independent-minded Baptists. I can't help if you don't know your history, but I can help you learn it. Now they are using the First Amendment to deny the rights it was written to protect. Yeah. They use the First Amendment Establishment Clause to contradict the First Amendment Freedom of Speech Clause. They're doing that to Christians almost everywhere we turn. But imagine a World War II soldier watching this government today with their enforcement of political correct speech and their compulsion to send people to re-education camps called sensitivity training. Really? It's basically the same thing. Controlling political speech. That's all this is. Preparing you for the day that they will be rounding up Christians to re-educate them. Yeah. That's what I see coming. My friend, listen, watch. These tyrants who are already laying down the groundwork to round up citizens and subject them to re-education on global warming or climate change. Uh-huh. Yeah, they're already talking like those who disagree with them on climate change are terrorists. And they're already floating the idea out there of arresting climate change deniers. Go back through history and pay attention to what this government used to inspire Americans to fight. And it's always freedom of religion. I mean, ask any one of the souls in that large assembly over the sky right now why they went to fight. And almost to a man, they'll say it was for liberty. And specific liberties, like religious liberty, freedom of speech, freedom from oppression. Only lately have you begun to notice they are trying to shift the focus from liberties to something called the American Dream, which by them seems to be nothing more than a house with a white picket fence around it. I mean, these people dishonor the memory of those who died for our liberties. Now they say we're fighting for our way of life. That's generic enough for you, isn't it? Sufficiently generic so as to include concern for our liberties, perhaps, but at the same time vague enough so that our liberties can be lost in that fog of rhetorical premise shifting. You know, shifting our focus from being on liberty to being on security, our personal interests or possessions and so on. I dare say that we would not have our liberties today if the original soldiers called to fight for them thought they were fighting for the right to barbecue on Sunday. You might think it was a cheap shot, but go ahead and take it. For the right to curse and profane God's name. For the right to promote the lewd and vile lifestyle of, say, homosexuality. All these porn queens and all the rest of that junk. We dishonor the memory of those who died fighting for religious liberty when we use that liberty to dishonor the God who providentially granted us the liberty. Think about it. When he said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go that they might worship me." Anyway, my friends, that's the way George Washington saw it. We honor the memory of our fallen when we honor what they fell to preserve. But look how we dishonor that blood today. I mean, we're becoming like the Iranians who are all in an uproar right now over the injustice of their government arresting fellow Iranians for singing along to an American pop song called Happy. Now, hey, that's some serious offense to the security of the state, let me tell you. And of course, we agree with them in their outrage, but let me make a point here. You see, the women who were dancing in the streets with this song were not wearing the obligatory headscarves demanded by Iran's Islamic law. And this whole dancing to the American pop song in the streets thing was deemed lewd and obscene. So they were arrested. Now, the people became so outraged, and they expressed it with so much intensity, the government actually backed up a little bit on this one, believe it or not, and they released those who were arrested for the so-called crime. And my point here is this. How could this trigger so much outrage, and there's no outrage over the Christians who are killed for their faith? Where is the outrage for the Saeed Abedini, who is the U.S. pastor who's held now in an Iranian prison for nothing more than sharing his faith? Where is the outrage over their religious cousins in the Sudan who have sentenced a pregnant Christian woman to death because she refuses to renounce her faith and declare herself to be Muslim? Now, my friends, here's my point. No revolution stirred up by demands that the people be allowed to dance in the streets without headscarves can be compared to the American Revolution that was fought for religious liberty and all the liberties that are associated with it. The American soldier, up until recently, has never gone to war for anything so mundane as the American way of life or the American dream of a house with a white picket fence. In fact, if the American soldier goes to war for reasons so near and dear to every heart as to protect his own family, it's always connected to preserving for his family the freedoms and liberties that are our birthright as Americans. You talk to 100 soldiers, and 8 of 10 will tell you they believe that what they were doing was to protect our freedoms and the rights of others to live free. You know, it's the strangest development in the history of the world, by the way, that a military force would be dedicated to liberty with the conviction that every man is born free with certain unalienable rights. An army commissioned to liberate and not to enslave. Some, mostly from the liberal establishment in this country, are working hard to change this focus to get our soldiers to be killers who kill for the pleasure of killing. That's what this culture is trying to generate, while at the same time making the cause for war vague and confusing to the people so they have no real clear idea of what it is we're doing over there. It's hurting our soldiers and contributing to the problems we are having with PTSD, and it's confusing the American people, making them ambivalent and divided, all working to put us in a position where we cannot wage war effectively. I mean, for any just cause. So on this Memorial Day, think about it. How are you using the liberties they fought on your behalf to protect? So, my dear friends, as I conclude this segment, on this Memorial Day, please think about it. How are you using the liberties they fought on your behalf to protect? I'll be right back.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Your brain massage will continue in a moment. Have you ever complained against the White House and the House of Congress for despising our laws, showing contempt for our Constitution, and turning their back on our founding values and beliefs? Does it seem the Lord has forsaken the people's houses? And by the way, how's your house doing? Perhaps there is another house you should think about, the house of God, the church, which according to Jesus is the pillar and ground of the truth. He told us not to forsake the house of God. Have you? How long has it been since your family gathered with God's people in His house? God can fix the White House and the House of Congress and your house too. But remember, He begins with His own house. Every great revival has begun with a return to the house of God. God will return to our houses when we return to His. Lighthouse Baptist Church invites you to join us in the house of God this Sunday. Call 805-347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information.
As Mr. Scheinbach is charging the gates of hell. Don't leave him hanging. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com to make a donation or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Satan is called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheinbach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind men's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Jerry Scheinbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march and enemy that would steal from us our liberties. This Memorial Day, I'm thinking about how we honor the memory of our fallen. Is it sufficient to honor them with mere ceremony? Should not there be some substance to our memorial? I said in the last segment we best honor the memory of those who sacrificed their all for our freedoms to use our freedoms honorably. In this segment, I'm going to continue that theme, but with a twist. I'm going to ask you to consider the irony that our soldiers have laid down their lives to preserve liberties guaranteed by our form of government, that today our government is incrementally stealing away from the American people. Imagine with me the ghosts of the patriots all gathered in assembly over America looking down upon this country today. The patriots of the Revolutionary War, including our esteemed Fathers of Liberty. The patriots who fought to end slavery. Those who fought to liberate Texas. The souls of those who died in WW1 and in WW2, in Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan. And the many lesser incursions for liberty for which our brave Americans have died. All gathered in a vast assembly over America looking down upon us today. Our government is increasingly becoming more aggressive against her own citizens than she is toward those who pose threats from without. Hey, for example, Obama's far more exercised about what he considers a threat to his political agenda here than he is in the threat against our liberties from without. That's why he continues to be more interested in his fundraisers and political machinations to make America a socialist state than he is really what's going on in Iraq or what happened in Benghazi or with what's happening right now with Americans being held hostage in Iran, including a pregnant U.S. woman sentenced to death because she refuses to renounce her faith. They're so slow and careful about how they respond to these things. But observe how quick to run to the microphones in a case such as Trayvon's. Yeah. Right away, runs to the nearest microphone to talk about how Trayvon could have been him or his own kid, but says almost nothing about this 27-year-old dear American mother, Miriam Ibrahim, who is scheduled to be executed after her baby is born. And it's been like pulling teeth to get the Obama administration to say anything, I mean serious about it, much less do anything about this matter. And this has been typical of Obama, very quick to condemn Americans for anything he perceives as a violation of civil rights, but slow, deliberate, careful to say anything about egregious abuses of human rights by his Muslim buddies, some would say his Muslim counterparts anyway. It's almost as if certain groups that have taken power in our government are on the side of those who have an interest in seeing America decline and slip into a socialist communist state. After all, why not? Since, quote, we have proved that communism works, end quote. According to Representative Joe Garcia, Democrat, Florida. I want you to hear what this fellow said and then tell me what you think the souls of our departed heroes think about it. Quote, the safest city in America is El Paso, Texas. It happens to be across the border from the most dangerous city in the Americas, which is Juarez, right? And then he goes on, quote, two of the safest cities in America are on the border with Mexico. Of course, the reason is we've proved that communism works. If you give everybody a good government job, there is no crime, end quote. You got to be kidding me. Are we really putting people into Congress who are this, I don't know what word to use, but stupid? Maybe this is what happens when you eat too much earwax. Har har. This has so many levels of dumb to it, I hardly know where to begin. If you give everybody a good government job, there's no crime. I don't even want to insult your intelligence by attempting to explain how wrongheaded this is. It's obvious. Do we really have people representing any constituency in this country that believes this nonsense? What do you suppose the memorial souls are saying right now? They must be turning their own bodies over in their respective graves, face down in shame, and this proves that communism works? I mean, this guy is openly advocating for a system thousands of Americans shed their blood to resist. Now, here's a congressman saying, quote, "We have proved that communism works," end quote. So, Representative Garcia, Democrat, Florida, earwax eater, thinks that El Paso is a model of communism's effectiveness. Well, first off, El Paso is not the safest city in America. According to Neighborhood Scout, it's more dangerous than about 73% of American cities. Unemployment is higher in El Paso than the national average. And not everybody in El Paso works for the government, I hope. Now think about it. A few million souls slain in battle for our liberties, gathered in a massive assembly over the White House, looking down on this country, weeping, watching as politicians steal from the people what they died to secure for the people. Watching as the government for which they bled and died on foreign fields turns on the people and becomes the very enemy of freedom they were fighting then and that they died to defeat. Watching as America seems to be tooling up to attack America. Washington Post's Jennifer Rubin effectively called for allowing the feds to assassinate American citizens on American soil. I mean, you might read it and take a different read on that, but that's what I see in it. They're using the rubric of terrorist threats to justify this. If you remember, the left went out of their minds when GW wanted provisions in the Patriot Act, allowing him to use methods such as extreme rendition against foreign terrorist suspects. Do you remember that? They wanted to afford to foreign, non-American, to be clear here, non-Americans, all right, to be given the rights and privileges of an American citizen. They wanted them to have a trial by jury and the whole works. Now, this same crowd is kowtowing to Obama, who wants to kill Americans without trial. Obama justified his actions by referring to the now infamous Barron memo, in which one David Barron offered a legal opinion and argument justifying Obama's use of drones to assassinate American citizens without trial, and it remains a classified document despite a court order to release it. I'm so sick of this phony transparency president, aren't you? Anyway, guess what? David Barron has now been recently given preliminary approval to be appointed to a seat in the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. So there you have it. And of course, all the Democrats, supported this nomination, with the exception of two, Mary Landrieu, Democrat Louisiana, and Joe Manchin, Democrat West Virginia. Rand Paul, bless his heart, declared he would not support anyone who, quote, believes it's okay to kill an American citizen not involved in combat without a trial, end quote. Well, anyway, I got a paper right here that tells me it's gone from preliminary approval now to confirmation. The Senate has confirmed Barron's appointment to the federal bench. Now watch for him to be elevated to the Supreme Court when the time is right for those who want to launch wholesale roundup of climate change deniers and subject them to re-education camps. What is going on in America? You understand that Joe Biden, Harry Reid, and other Democrats have called Tea Party supporters terrorists. Oh yeah, right out loud, in front of God and everybody. According to a report not too long ago, DHS published a paper that described terrorists in language that included pro-life advocates, gun owners or gun enthusiasts, and people of other typically conservative interests. The Dems howled to the heavens when Bush put forward his plan for dealing with terrorism, claiming that it threatened the civil liberties of Americans because he wanted to treat suspected terrorists, un-American terrorists, like foreign combatants. While they wanted these non-Americans suspected of terrorist activity to receive the rights of American citizens, a trial by jury and all that, these same people are all okay with appointing to a federal court a man who has argued that Obama has the power to assassinate American citizens who are deemed by him to be terrorists. Hypocrisy. Thy name is Democrat. I've got to close. My heart breaks for thee, America. That crowd we convened at the beginning of the show today, well, I think I hear them weeping. And some angry words, too, are flying from heaven. Why have we betrayed their blood? And then adding insult to this injury, they must turn their face away in shame and embarrassment at the VA scandal. I mean, for shame, that these government service personnel would manipulate records to protect themselves at the risk and actual cost of more than 40 lives of our soldiers recently assembled in that great company of witnesses. Obama knew there were problems in the VA back in 08. And he spoke to them back then, but as usual, didn't do anything about it. Some suspect the breakdown of the VA plays into his plan to fold it all into one huge government bureaucracy. Perhaps it's part of the plan, if necessary, giving the government power, over our lives so they can arrange the deaths of citizens it deems no longer useful or necessary without bothering to send out drones to attack them or track them down. Oh, wow. You know, really, that's not very funny. It has happened before. To vainly imagine it could never happen here is beyond foolish. You're an ostrich with your head stuck in the sand. What do you think? Are we betraying the blood that was shed for our liberty? Well, that's something to think about this Memorial Day. I have lit the lamps in the Church Belfry Arch, and now you let me know you see that they are on. Call 1-888-770-8000. That number is 1-888-770-8000. You don't need the 1 if you're using a cell phone. And leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. It is a free call to anyone within the continental United States, but from without the country, or for those who prefer it, you can email me by going to our website. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. That's www.thebrainmassageshow.com. If you're in a hurry, you can give me a lights on or lights off when you call and then just hang up, or when you go to the website, select lights on or lights off and then say send. But I really do love to hear from my audience, and I'd love to hear what you think about the show today. Positive or negative, by the way, appreciate your feedback. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If after 5 minutes or less of Pastor Scheidbach's brain massage, sounds like these begin involuntarily emanating from your throat, you are a lights off listener suffering liberal colic syndrome. On the other hand, if this sound rises in your heart at the sound of Pastor Scheidbach's voice, you are a light on listener reveling in the light of truth, justice, and the American way.
King David wanted to bring the Ark of God into Jerusalem. God's prophet encouraged him and told him it was God's will. For this very special project, David commissioned the building of a brand new cart to carry the precious Ark of God. As they rolled down the road, they hit a bump. To keep the Ark from falling off the cart, the driver reached out and touched it. This brought death to the driver. David became afraid of the Lord. He sent the Ark away and he went home troubled. Later, David understood from the scripture that the only proper way to transport the Ark was for the priests to carry it. He decided to try it again, and this time he did it according to God's instructions. And everything worked out beautifully. David was a good man with good motives, but his plan was flawed. Many good men with good motives are attempting to do a good work, but they're doing it the wrong way, and it has brought spiritual death to our churches. Are you in a new cart church? Come to an Old Path church this Sunday. Call 347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information.
Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com for an archive of great brain massage shows that you can download and distribute to others free of charge. If you want to give us a gift to help with broadcasting costs, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and click on the donate button, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. The Brain Masseur is waiting to massage your brain with scintillating insights.